Welcome back to the Mole Hole, everybody. My name's Randy Molman. You're listening on 590 The Fan KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM. InsideSTL.com. Got a funny text from the hipster of Tower Grove South. Tip of the cap to you, sir. Arguing who's better between Mizzou and Illinois in basketball is like arguing who's more Hoosier between Arnold and St. Charles. Let's just say I'd hate to live on the difference. Nice. Tip of the cap to you, hipster of Tower Grove South. I love it. Hey, so like most of you out there, I'm sure you rolled your eyes when you read the articles this week about how the city and county of St. Louis are suing the NFL and the Rams over relocation. And I'm sure, like me, the first thought was, okay, I mean, really, we're going to keep dragging this out. You can't win. You can't win against the evil empire. You know they've got lawyers, powerful lawyers that they pay in their hip pocket that fight all these lawsuits. And come on. But then, anyway, my thought was, this is just more posturing. We're just more, you know, we're mad. We're still mad that the Rams left us, and we're going to do what we can to save face. We're going to sue them. Nothing's going to come of it, right? That's the first thought. That was my first thought. I was like, ugh, really? Can we just let this go? Look, I want an NFL team here as much as anybody. I hate the league. I hate Roger Goodell, but I love watching football. I do. I fully admit it. I'm a hypocrite of the tallest order. Every Sunday, I get all comfortable on that couch. I've got my two big TVs down there, the man cave, and I watch football. I still love to watch it. I still love to make a day of it. It's really my only day of the week that I can sit down and watch football and just relax. We're all busy, but my Sundays are sacred. And now, let's be real. I didn't watch with the fervor that I've watched in years past. I have no home team to root for. It's just a tradition. It's just a weekly thing that, you know, we make food and we pick off that food all day and we just relax and I sit and watch football. It's one of the joys of my life, okay? All right? May make me a loser, but still. Anyway, my point here is I looked at this lawsuit, read the articles. I didn't read the whole lawsuit, so I'm going to let's get that out there. I did not read the actual lawsuit. What I did do was read the articles and thought to myself, yeah, okay, this is, again, St. Louis being bitter. Nothing's going to happen. Until I saw our own Tim McKernan here post an article from Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk, posted it last night. Broadcast hero Tim McKernan will be able to talk to this way better than I can. He's going to be way more knowledgeable. So the morning that on TMA, they'll be able to break this down way better than I ever could, right? However, I wanted to go through this article because, and I hate to read the whole thing on the air. I won't read it, the whole thing on the air, but basically what Mike Florio is saying is maybe the city of St. Louis has a shot here. The city of St. Louis, this is from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. And if you want to go read the article, please do so. It's at profootballtalk.nbcsports.com. The city of St. Louis, the county of St. Louis, the St. Louis Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority have sued the NFL and all of its teams. Suing the NFL and all of its teams, with many owners individually named as defendants, for damages arising from the relocation of the Rams. It generally alleges that the Rams secretly decided to move from St. Louis. Notice the wording. That the Rams lied to St. Louis officials regarding the team's intention to stay in St. Louis, and that the league failed to comply with the terms of its own relocation policy in allowing the Rams to leave St. Louis. just those three implications there. Let me just talk about that for a minute. This is from Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk. So that's what the lawsuit generally alleges, right? That the Rams lied to St. Louis officials, that they secretly decided to move. I had said several times that, and this is just my opinion, okay? But I am of the firm belief that I think Stan Kroenke had plans and designs to move this team back to Los Angeles when he took over full control of the Rams in 2010. And let me tell you why. Every time I say this, people come up with, oh, no. He wouldn't have gone through the process of this, or he wouldn't have worked with the, you know, he said nothing until after local officials decided they weren't going to contribute $700 million to the renovation of the dome, blah, blah, blah. But hear me out for a second. Again, just my opinion, okay? When it was time for him to take over the Rams in 2010, he had the right of first refusal. If you remember, there was a deadline date. And in that deadline date was Stan Kroenke didn't announce or formally take full ownership of the Rams until literally minutes before that deadline date hit. And he had, what, a couple of months to say whether he wanted to take over full. In other words, he waited so long that another potential owner had already put in a well thought out and descriptive bid to buy the Rams. And that was Shad Khan, who now owns the Jaguars. There was already someone else ready to buy the Rams. Stan Kroenke waited months and at the last second decides, yeah, you know what? I'm going to take full ownership. I'm going to go ahead and do it. My conspiracy theory, you remember Bob Ramsey, who's been all over sports talk radio for years here in St. Louis, and I used to always love his conspiracy theories. And I have my own conspiracy theory, and that is that at that time, Stan Kroenke didn't need to wait till the last minute to decide whether he wanted to be a full owner of the Rams. He helped bring the Rams here. He was a minority owner all these years. He's from Missouri. He knows the terrain. He knows the Rams. He knows St. Louis. He knows there was no reason on earth for him to wait till the last minute to decide he wanted to take over full ownership, to buy the rest of the 60% of that ownership of the Rams. None whatsoever. So I maintain that back then, again, just my opinion, I feel like Stan Kroenke at that moment in time went to Roger Goodell, went to some other trusted owners that he knows, a.k.a. Jerry Jones, and said to them, look, here's the deal. I want to take over the Rams. I want to take over full ownership. But I need some assurances that you'll help me move back to Los Angeles should I want to do that. I think he went to the league and said, you want to get back in L.A.? I'm the only one who can do it. I won't ask for public money when I build my stadium. I will build the stadium. I will build the complex. And at some point, I will get the Rams back to Los Angeles for you and for this league. And if I don't get some assurances here behind the table, under the table, behind the scenes, if I don't get a backslap or a handshake here that says, oh, yeah, 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 or a wink that says, oh, yeah, we'll help you get there. If I don't get this from you, if you don't tell me that you're going to help me do this, then you know what? I'm not going to buy the Rams. This other cat's already ready to buy it, Shad Khan, and he's going to keep that team in St. Louis. He's not going to move it to L.A. I am your golden goose. I am your opportunity to get to Los Angeles. You want to get in that market? I'm your guy. I'm the only one who can do it. How many times has that failed? It's not going to fail with me because I'm not going to ask for public money. I'm the only owner that can get this team back to Los Angeles. So, I will take over full control of the Rams, but you got to give me some assurances that you'll help me pave the way. Now, anyone who's argued with me on this will say, well, there were so many other things, all these different things that had to happen for them to get to LA. Yeah, conveniently they happened. Shocking. I have felt all along this little point here in the lawsuit. The Rams secretly decided to move from St. Louis. I felt all along that when Stan Kroenke bought that team in 2010, he already knew in the back of his head that he was going to get the help he needed from the right people should he want to take this team back to Los Angeles. He already knew it. That's my opinion. I don't think that's crazy. I think it's accurate. No one will know for sure, although will we? This is the great part of the lawsuit. Maybe this lawsuit goes to court and they have to call these guys to the stand. Back to Mike Florio's article. The lawsuit, pages 28 to 30, lists several false statements from Rams owner Stan Kroenke and executive VP of football operations Kevin Demoff. For example, Kroenke allegedly said in 2010, the time frame I'm talking about, I'm going to attempt to do everything that I can to keep the Rams in St. Louis. I've always stepped up for pro football in St. Louis. I'm stepping up one more time. I'm born and raised in Missouri. People in our state know me. People know I can be trusted. People know I am an honorable guy. Well, to me, that's the same time frame that he knew in the back of his head he wanted to get this team back to Los Angeles right after he bought the Rams. Also from Florio. Also, after Kroenke bought the land that will become the site of the team's new stadium in Inglewood, Demoff allegedly said that it's not a piece of land that's any good for a football stadium. Really? Because that's the same land that they're using to build a football stadium. This is great. The various plaintiffs contend that extensive actions were taken and significant expenses were incurred in reliance on the statements made by the Rams and the provisions of the relocation policy in an effort to develop a new stadium for the Rams in St. Louis. That's a lot of words. I would say, as the lawsuit contends, the Rams never intended to engage in good faith negotiations with St. Louis. Yes, agreed. Since the very beginning, since 2010, I think this was known. I think Kroenke knew he was leaving when he bought the team in 2010. In contrast to his prior statements, Mr. Demoff admitted in January that he always dreamed that he could be a part of bringing the NFL back to Los Angeles. He also admitted that Mr. Kroenke, who inspected that California property in the summer of 2013, called him at the time and told him the location was an unbelievable site for a football stadium. Right? This after he had said that the site was not football worthy. The lawsuit also focuses on comments from Coach Jeff Fisher. And by the way, for all of us in St. Louis who hated Jeff Fisher, got tired of Jeff Fisher, kept putting average product on the field, he could be spurned to the point where he might rat this whole thing out. He might actually make us look good. Coach Jeff Fisher, after his 2016 termination, during an interview, admitted that when he was hired in 2012, he knew there was going to be a pending move. Again, that's 2012. They interviewed him before that season. Again, you're looking back at timing. Goes back to my theory that when Stan Kroenke bought this team in 2010, I think he already had the wheels in motion, at least in his head. And at least the idea in Goodell's head, guys like Jerry Jones' head, that, hey, I will buy the Rams if you can assure me that you will do everything you can to help me get them there. I'm the only one who can get you to Los Angeles. So help me out. Florio's article is really good. There's a lot of stuff in here. I suggest you go read it. But there's a video that goes along with it, and he feels like that the way this lawsuit's laid out, the plaintiffs allege that the move to LA unfairly enriched the Rams and the NFL at the expense of St. Louis, with more than $15 million in its annual loss in revenue. The legal theories are a breach of contract, unjust enrichment, fraudulent misrepresentation by the Rams. That, to me, is a big part of it. Fraudulent misrepresentation, because they have a lot of proof that backs that up. And unlawful interference with business expectations. Let's also remember that the very first vote by the committee, they picked the Carson Project, San Diego and Oakland. And then unprecedented, Jerry Jones talks to all the owners. They go back in and re-vote. They've never done that before. And that's part of this lawsuit, too, is they go against their own relocation policy because the policy's no good. Because, by the way, the policy's no good because the NFL just does what it wants when it enriches the owners. And so if you watch the video attached to this article, Mike Florio thinks this lawsuit could be more than just bitterness, more than just St. Louis feeling spurned. That this might have some legs. This might have some meat. Catfish texts the show and he says, by the way, Lester Munson said the same as Florio on Frank's show yesterday. He did. I haven't listened to that interview. But yeah, you're going to start getting all these guys on the air, right? And I know Tim McKernan will break this down in TMA way better than I can. The boys on TMA will do a much better job of really getting to the nuts and bolts of this lawsuit. Because I know Tim's probably read it several times. I know he's probably taken a ton of notes on it. I'm sure he's really, I'm just giving you some of the stuff that my opinion is that my first thought is no matter how many nuts and bolts in a lawsuit of this magnitude, no matter what the detail are, my first thought on the thing was, oh, great. I mean, come on. Really? We're dragging this out. The bitterness won't stop. We're mad. Okay, we're mad. We're going to try to sue them. You can't beat the NFL. And you can't. It's hard to beat the NFL in these types of things. You know how many lawsuits are outstanding against that league? No one ever wins. But then when you look at guys outside of our market, like Tim did, he outlined Florio's article yesterday. Lester Munson was on with Frank, obviously, as Catfish points out on the text line. You get some of these guys outside of St. Louis who took a look at this thing and they go, wait a minute. This might have some legs. There's a lot of proof about the secrecy and double talk coming out of that organization while they were here. I said during this segment that I feel like Stan Kroenke, when he bought the team in 2010, he already had it in his mind that he was going to take this team back to Los Angeles, and that was the only reason he bought it. Catfish also texts and says, Stan was never not going to buy the Rams. He had tried to buy into the NFL before and was rejected. He waited until last minute to be a jerk. He used a different word. To be a jerk. And start poisoning the well. Here's my thing. These billionaire owners, whether they're quiet, outgoing, introverts, extroverts, they all have egos. And so When you buy into the NFL, you're a lot of that is ego. You've got money, you've got resources, right? But a lot of that is ego. You're part of the club, you're part of the fraternity. Stan Kroenke certainly wanted to be a part of that, but he wanted more, in my opinion. He wanted more than being the owner of the St. Louis Rams. What he wanted was to firmly establish a legacy as an owner in the NFL, and that legacy was you as a league bungled moving any team or franchise to Los Angeles. You couldn't get an expansion team there during expansion. You haven't been in the biggest market or the second biggest market in the country in 25 years, and here I am. I'm the Lone Ranger. I'm Superman. Roger Goodell, I'm your guy. I'm going to get a team in Los Angeles. I'm going to build the stadium and all of the property around it myself. I'm not going to ask for taxpayer money, although you know that written into these contracts, he's going to get plenty of taxpayer money. Problem is, he didn't ask for it up front. They didn't have to vote on it because it's never passed there. So now he can walk in on the white stallion with the white cowboy hat and say, Roger Goodell, I'm here to save your league. I'm going to get you back to Los Angeles. But you got to assure me that you're going to do everything you can to help me. And let me call a couple of my other fraternity brothers here in the league and ask them what they think, Jerry Jones being one of them. I guarantee you when he bought the Rams, it wasn't just, oh, I'm just trying to be a jerk. It was, there was some stuff going on behind the scenes. He didn't have to get to know the terrain. He didn't have to get to know St. Louis. He was already a minority owner. My opinion is he already knew what he wanted to do when he bought the Rams. And had the league said to him, look, Stan, I can't guarantee you anything. I can't guarantee you that we can back you on a move back to Los Angeles. He would have said, all right, I'm out. Shad Khan's going to buy the Rams. And the Rams would have stayed. I guarantee you there was some talk. I'm telling you. Again, just my opinion. Just my opinion. But when you look at Jeff Fisher's comments, he was hired in 2012. He was interviewed before that season. You're only talking a year and a half, right? And he knew that they were going to move. So then how far back does it go? I'm telling you, it goes back to when Kroenke bought the team in 2010. Again, just my opinion. I keep saying that. Anyway, Florio's article's good. And if there's such a thing as karma, this will be legit. If there's such a thing as karma, this will force these guys to the stand. It'll make them feel uncomfortable. You'll get these guys up there. I don't know if they're going to win this lawsuit. Who knows? But if there's karma, it'll make the league nervous. It'll make the Rams nervous. And that will make me happy. Because this was all a fraud. It was a sham. The Rams were never going to stay here, in my opinion. And here's a text from Noko Turkey Neck. He says the NFL will want to settle ASAP. Last thing they want is San Diego and Oakland doing the same thing. Guess what? They can want to settle all day. This group that put the lawsuit together, they're not going to settle anything. They want to expose this league, and they want to expose the Rams, and they want to expose the owners that stood in the way of progress and negotiation between our own city and the Rams. I don't think this group here in St. Louis that put the lawsuit together, I don't think they're going to want to settle, which is great, and they shouldn't. Catfish texts in. He says, by the way, St. Louis PSL owners already beat Stan in court. I don't recall hearing about it, but I read it via Google search yesterday. They beat him, but beat him for what? Is he going to pay anybody back? I don't know. All I'm saying is I hope this thing gets exposed. Tim has said for a long time, Tim McKernan, that this is a 30 for 30 at some point. And it will be. I think it will be. And it's going to be interesting when they dig up all this stuff. And I feel like I'm going to end up being right, everybody. That the Rams knew they were leaving, or at least had the idea in their head when Kroenke took over, that they were going to get back to Los Angeles. That it happened all the way back then. I still feel like that They had no intention when Kroenke took over of staying here. None. Zero. That was not going to happen. They were not going to play ball with the city officials Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority. They weren't gonna play ball with any of that. That they were gonna go through the proper steps to get the out, and then they had the backing of the league and owners, and they knew it from the very beginning. It was a scam. It was dirty and despicable treatment of our city. And I hope, if there's karma out there, that this lawsuit exposes that. God, I hope. I can only hope. We'll see. We'll see. You're listening to The Mole Hole on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. My name's Randy Molman, and we're going to take a break right here on The Mole Hole this morning here on Good Friday. We'll be back right after this.